弟兄姊妹，大家在主里平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace in the Lord.
请我们低头先一起祷告。
Let's bow down and have a moment of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们求你今天早上对我们的心说话。
Dear Lord, we ask you this morning to speak into our hearts.
我们都在这里。
We're all here.
请你说，我们静听。
Please speak, we listen.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们先来读
几
处的圣经。
Read a few verses.
头一处我们来看提摩太前书。
First we'll look at 1 Timothy.
我们读第三章。
We'll read chapter 3,
15-16.
Verse 15-16.
找到了，我们同声一起来念。
We will read together.
倘若我待你日久，你也可以知道在神的家中。这家就是永生神的教会
the pillar and foundation of the truth.
根基大哉
敬虔的奥秘 Beyond all questions, the mystery of godliness.
无人不以为然
He appeared in a
body. 就是神在肉身显现
Was vindicated by the Spirit. Was seen by angels. Was preached among the nations. Was believed on in the world. Was taken up in glory.
这是保罗写的圣经。
This is the Bible written by Paul.
他说神的家就是永生神的教会。
He said, God's house, which is the church of the living God,
是真理的柱石和根基。
The pillar and foundation of the truth.
这个教会的内容是什么呢？就是神在肉身显现。
And the content of the church is that Christ is that God appeared in a body.
神的家或者是神的教会应该是主充满的地方。
The house or the church of God is where God should fill.
我们再看以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
23节。
Verse 23.
以弗所书第一章二十三节，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Church is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
这个教会是他的身体，这个他就是指着基督耶稣说的。
Church is his body, his refers to Jesus Christ.
所以教会是基督的身体。
So church is Christ's body.
那么这个基督呢，这里要说是那充满万有者。
As to Christ, here it says,He who fills all.
基督就是那充满万有的。
Christ is who he fills all.
那么教会呢，就是让充满万有者的充满。
And the church is the fullness of him who fills all.
如果我们把这两处的圣经连在一起来看。
If we put these two passages together.
他说，神的家就是永生神的教会。
House of God, which is the church of the living God.
这个教会是基督的身体。
Which is the body of Christ.
所以在圣经中讲到神的家的时候，也说到，就是说到神的教会。也说到是基督的身体。
In the Bible, when it talks about the house of God, it talks about the, that is the church of God, which is also the body of Christ.
教会这一件事在圣经里面 保罗说在过去的世代是个隐藏的。
Church, as Paul put it, in the past has been a mystery hidden.
他说这是神万古隐藏的奥秘。
The mystery of ages.
但是当保罗那个时候他说神已经把他怎么样启示了出来。
But at the time of Paul, God revealed it.
所以如果我们来读圣经教会或者是神的家或者基督的身体在旧约它是个隐藏的。
So if we read the Bible in the Old Testament, church is a hidden mystery.
在新约就把它彰显了出来。
And in the New Testament, it was revealed out.
在旧约的时候它虽然是隐藏但是神用一些的方法来表示。
Although it was hidden in the Old Testament, God has revealed it in various ways.
所以在旧约的时候，你当你来读到会幕。
So when you read the tabernacle,
实在说就是这个教会的一个什么影儿。
It is one of the shadows of the church.
我们再来看的时候，在旧约里面有个圣殿。
And also when you read the holy temple,
那也实在是一个影儿。
And it is indeed a shadow.
当我们知道这个教会或者是神的家最终出现的时候是在新耶路撒冷里。
And we know the church, the house of God, eventually will appear in New Jerusalem.
他看到有一座城从天而降。
There will be a city coming down.
这一座的城他说是一个羔羊的妻。
Which is called the bride of the Lamb.
是一个新妇。
The bride.
是一座城。
A city.
这是神最后这个要出现在新天新地的里面。
That will ultimately appear in new heaven and earth.
今天在我们这个时代。
But today at our time.
神说这就是教会就是神的家。
It is that church, which is God's house, which is the church of living God.
或者说神的家就是神的教会。
Or the church of God is the house of God.
今天早上我们想从这里说到什么是神家的实际。
This morning we'd like to share about the reality of the house of God.
我们知道今年是2003年的开始。
We know it is the beginning of year 2003.
那么这是受到我们跟时间之间的一个关系。
We have relationship with time.
2002年已经过去了。
2002 has passed.
同样的我们这些人跟神是不是要有一个开始？
We as people of God shall have a new beginning with God.
这一个开始在哪里？
Where does that begin?
开始在你相信耶稣基督。
Begins when you believe Jesus Christ.
所以当一个人信了主耶稣的时候，
When one believes in Jesus,
他就跟神有一个新的开始。
He have a new beginning with God.
这个开始可以从两个方面来看。
Which has two sides.
一方面是从我们这个角度来看。
You can look at it from our perspective.
当我信了主耶稣以后呢，我就从神那边得了一个新的生命。
Whenever I believe, I inherit a new life from God.
那我就成为神的儿女。
I become the children of God.
我一定要过一个新的生活。
I shall live a new life.
这是我们从我们这个角度来看。
Let's look from our way.
从神那一个角度来看。
But from God's perspective.
当我们信了他以后，他就重生了我们。
When we believe in him, he beget us.
成为神的儿女。
To be children of God.
好，要把我们放在神的家中。
To place us in the house of God.
他要来享受神家的丰富。
To enjoy the fullness of God's house.
所以我们就不再是流离飘荡在外的人。
And we are no longer sojourners.
我们不再是浪子，而是 回到家中神的儿女。
We're no longer prodigal sons, but we're children of God returning his house.
既然神把我们放在神的家，
Now that we are placed in the house of God,
那我们就要知道神的家是什么。
We shall know what the house of God is.
那我刚才已经说过，在旧约里面，神用圣殿、用会幕来说到神家的意义。
And in the Old Testament, God teaches us about the house of God with tabernacle and temple.
所以我们要来看一下旧约历代之上，历代之下第三章。
So we'd like to look at 2 Chronicles, chapter 3.
我们读第一节。
We'll read verse 1.
我们同声一起来念。
We'll read together.
Then
Solomon began to build the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to his father David. It was on the threshing floor of Arnon, the Jebusite, the place provided by David. He began building on the second day of the second month.In the fourth year of his reign.
这里说到说所罗门建造耶和华的殿。
Here says Solomon began to build the temple of the Lord.
这个殿在哪里呢？就在耶路撒冷。
It is at Jerusalem.
这个殿在哪里？在摩利亚山上。
On Mount Moriah.
这个地方是在哪里呢？就是在耶布斯人阿尔南的禾场上。
On the threshing floor of Arnon the Jebusite.
所以这里面说到圣殿，旧约的圣殿是建造在一块禾场上面。
So we know the temple is built on the threshing floor.
这叫阿尔南的禾场。
The threshing floor of Arnon.
这个禾场又是在一座的山上，叫做摩利亚山上。
And that threshing floor is located on the mount, which is the Mount of Moriah.
那这个山上里面造一座城，就叫耶路撒冷城。
On that mount, there is a city called Jerusalem.
这个城里面就盖了一座殿，叫耶和华的殿。
And in that city, there is a temple, the temple of the Lord.
那在这里，它都有这些地方都有一个意义哈。
They all have meanings.
那个耶路撒冷就是说是个基础是一个根基，一个是 foundation.
Jerusalem is the foundation.
它也是一个平安的居所。
It is a place of peace.
那摩利亚就是拣选出来的。
Moriah is the chosen place.
是耶和华所看到的。
Seen by Jehovah.
那阿尔南的意思就是强壮的。
Ornan means strong.
那在这里有两个地方，一个是叫摩利亚山上。
There are two places mentioned. One is the Mount Moriah.
在这个山上曾经发生了一个故事。
There was a story happened on this mount.
就是刚才我们所读的创世纪二十二章。
Which is what we just read, Genesis chapter 22.
就是亚伯拉罕献以撒的故事。
Abraham offering Isaac.
另外在阿尔南的禾场上。
And then second is the threshing floor of Arnon.
是大卫数点百姓以后。
Is after David numbering his people.
神在那边来审判。
God executed his judgment.
大卫在这个城里面，在这个地方就盖了一个祭坛，献祭给神。
And David built an altar to offer sacrifice to God.
就在这两个旧约的背景里面。
And these two are the background.
神建造了圣殿的。
God built the holy temple.
我稍微简单的说一下，这个阿尔南禾场上说，这个地方是神经过试验，知道说在地上。有一个人全然爱神。
The Mount Moriah is where God has proved here there is one completely for God.
所以在这个地方是一个爱跟神之间没有间隔的一个所在。
This is a place where there is no gap in love between man and God.
第二，在阿尔乃的禾场上。
Second, on the threshing floor of Arnon.
所以因为大卫因着骄傲在那里数点全国的百姓。
It is after David being pride to number his people.
所以神不喜欢。
It displeased God.
所以在这里神要把人的骄傲人的荣耀怎么把它挪出去。
God wants to remove the pride, remove the glory of man.
所以神的殿是建造在没有人荣耀的地方。
So the temple of God is built on where there is no glory of man.
人不能在这里占了一席之地。
Man cannot take hold there.
而是要让耶稣基督完全彰显出来。
Need to let Jesus Christ to completely reveal.
另外，在这个地方是有个爱对着神有一个全然奉献的地方。
It is where in love we completely offer ourselves to God.
今天早上我只能讲一个点，就亚伯拉罕献以撒。
And this morning I'll probably share with you the story Abraham offering Isaac.
神知道亚伯拉罕爱他。
God knows that Abraham loves him.
但是神要试验这个爱有多纯净。
But God needs to prove how pure that love is.
所以有一天。神叫亚伯拉罕把他的儿子以撒献上当作燔祭。
So one day, God asked Abraham to offer his son Isaac to be burnt offering.
圣经上来描述以撒在亚伯拉罕心中的地位。
The Bible describes the place in Abraham's heart of Isaac.
他说这是你的儿子。
That is your son.
是你独生的儿子。
Your only son.
是你所爱的儿子。
Whom you love.
哇，如果有你有一个儿子是儿子，又是独生的，又是你所爱的。
If you have a son, it is your only son and whom you love.
我不知道 Tony, 你对 Aaron 是不是这样？
I don't know, Tony, how do you feel about Aaron?
的儿子
Your son,
独生的
Your only son,
所爱的
son you love.
一提到他那笑容就出来
了 When you mention him, smile coming onto your face.
有人说到我儿子的时候我也会不知不觉就
When others talk about my son, unconsciously.
我想以撒在亚伯拉罕的心中就这样神说他是你所爱的是你独生的儿子。
Isaac, in the heart of Abraham, it is his son, his only son, whom he loves.
但是神要做一个试验，要把他放在天平上面。
But God did a test to place him on the level.
亚伯拉罕，以撒在天平的这一边，还有另外一边是我。你看哪一个是你重量分量比较重
？On one end, it's Isaac.And on the other hand, it's God.
在亚伯拉罕，你跟神之间有没有一样的东西可以来代替神
？Is there anything between God and Abraham? Is there anything to take the place of God?
所以神在那样试验亚伯拉罕。
So God there tested Abraham.
弟兄姊妹，神不会随便试验我们。
Brothers and sisters, God does not test us lightly.
你不爱神的话，神不会试验你。
If you do not love God, God won't even test you.
如果你真爱神，神会试验我们。
If you truly love God, God will test you.
他要让我们知道说，在我们的心中最宝贝的是神或神之外的。
He wants to show what's the most precious, whether it is God or it is something outside of God.
那天神就把亚伯罕就带着以撒就上了摩利亚山上。
And that day, God took Abraham and Isaac to the Mount of Moriah.
他说，这个以撒就是要成为燔祭。
This Isaac will be a burnt offering.
我们知道献祭物的时候必须要是圣洁，是没有瑕疵的。
We know when a sacrifice is offered, it needs to be without blemish.
所以以撒在亚伯拉罕的眼中啊，实在是没有瑕疵。
So Isaac, in the eyes of Abraham, is without blemish.
这句话是神说的，说亚伯拉罕，以撒是你的儿子，你独生的儿子，你所爱的儿子。
God told him that it is your son, your only son, and whom you love.
这个祭物在亚伯拉罕心中是没有瑕疵。
In Abraham's heart, this offering is without blemish.
带到山上去。
Brought onto the mountain.
圣经说，当一个人要献祭物的时候，那个献祭的啊，要杀那个祭物。
The Bible said when a man is to offer his offering, he will slay the offering.
在摩利亚的山上。
On the Mount of Moriah.
在那里，亚伯兰筑了一个坛。
Abraham built an altar.
他把以撒绑起来。
He bound Isaac.
他拿了一把刀，就要杀这个祭物。
He took the knife and to kill the offering.
这一个动作，这个表现说什么？
What does that action tell us?
说，亚伯兰说，神啊，我和你之间只有你，没有人。
Abraham is telling God, God, between you and me, there's nothing else but you.
虽然他在我心中那么宝贵，那么的完美。
Although he is so perfect in my heart.
但是他不能够代替你成为我的神。
But he cannot take your place to be the God.
所以当亚伯拉罕正要杀他儿子的时候，
So as Abraham was to slay his son,
天上的神被感动。
The God in the heaven was moved.
他知道在这个地上有一个人是全然爱他。
He knows that on this earth there's one completely loves him.
所以他从天发出声音说，不可伤害这个童子。
So out of the heaven he said, you cannot touch that boy.
他说，我真的知道你是全然爱我的。
Now I know that you completely love me.
这个地方就是成为建造圣殿的地方。
That place became the place where the holy temple was built.
因为在这里有个爱的故事。
Because a story of love has happened there.
神爱亚伯拉罕。
God loves Abraham.
亚伯拉罕也反映他对神的爱。
And Abraham has responded to the love of God.
所以当他神阻止的时候，他就看见有一只公羊在树丛里。
And when God intervened, there was a ram appeared in the branches.
他说，你不要杀你的儿子，杀那一只羊。
Do not lay your hands on your son, but kill this lamb.
所以神亚伯拉罕就把那一只的公羊献上，当作燔祭。
So Abraham offered that ram to be the burnt offering.
圣经很奇妙。
Bible amazingly.
希伯来书又说到这一件的事情。
When the author of the book of Hebrew talks about this incident.
希伯来书里面那边是这样说。
Hebrew says like this.
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上。
By faith Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice.
这便是那欢喜领受应许的。
He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son.
将自己独生的儿子献上。
His one and only son.
论到这儿子，曾有话说，从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。
Even though God had said to him, it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned.
他以为神还能叫人从死里复活。
Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead.
他也仿佛从石中得回他的儿子。
And figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death.
经过这个试验，经过这个考试。
After this test,
亚伯拉罕在他的感觉里面。
In Abraham,
他说，仿佛这个孩子已经死掉了，现在怎么样，又重新复活。
As if the son is dead, but he was brought back from death.
他知道神宝贝。
He knows that God precious.
他也知道这个儿子宝贝。
He knows that God is precious, but the son is also precious.
但是这个儿子的宝贝在神的大爱里头。
But in the context of God's love,
这个儿子不能够来取代神。
The son cannot take God's place.
所以神让他从死里面重新得着这个儿子。
So God let him get the son again from death.
他又看见一只的羊摆在那里。
And see the ram that was prepared.
他就把它献上为祭。
And he offered that ram as a sacrifice.
圣经里面在这样说，仿佛这个字。
And the word figuratively speaking here,
它是一个在原文里面是个比方。
In the original text, it means analogy.
这是一个比喻。
This is an analogy.
弟兄姊妹，这里说什么？
What does it tell us, brothers?
亚伯拉罕献以撒这一件的事情是一个真实的事。
The story that Abraham offering Isaac is a true story.
但又是一个比方
but it is also an analogy
又是一个比喻说将来还有一个真实的事要发生
it tells us what is about to happen in the future
而这个故事是什么
and what is that future story
主耶稣曾经这样说过
Jesus once said
他说你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕翻翻洗洗仰望我的日子
He said your father Abraham when he looked upon me he was rejoicefully
我的日子
the day he looked upon me joyfully
他说既看见了就欢喜
when he saw me he rejoiced
弟兄姊妹，一面说这是一个比喻
，On one hand, it is an analogy.
另外一方面说，亚伯拉罕又在那边观看主耶稣的日子。
On the other hand, tells us the day when Abraham saw Jesus.
看见了就欢喜。
When he saw him, he rejoiced.
原来这是一个真实的故事。
Indeed, it was a true story.
但是呢，又要遥指着有一天，在哥哥他身上要发生的事。
But it pointed to the future, what would happen on the Mount of Calvary.
所以我们来看新约这一个真实的真那个比方所要代表的那个真实的故事。
So when we look at the true story in the New Testament,
就是讲到神把他的儿子从天带到地上。
It is that God brought His Son from heaven to earth.
圣经里面来描写主耶稣跟父神之间的关系。
The Bible described the Son with the Father.
他说：“这是我的儿子。
”This is my son.
这是我怀中的儿子。
The Son in my bosom.
他是我的独生子
The only begotten son
他是我所爱的
Whom I love
他是我的爱子
He is my beloved son
弟兄姊妹你会看见亚伯拉罕所献的以撒和主耶稣好多地方很类似
You see so much similarity between Isaac who is offered by AbrahamAnd our Lord Jesus.
但是主耶稣在父的眼中远远超过以撒在亚伯拉罕的眼中的价值。
But actually, in the eyes of God, the value of Jesus far exceeds the value of Isaac in Abraham's eyes.
弟兄姊妹，圣经说主耶稣遵行神的旨意。
The Bible tells us the Lord Jesus does the will of God.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
就是这一位的父神把他的儿子一步一步的引向哥哥他身上。
That is to tell us this Father God step by step took his son to Mount Calvary.
我们来读主耶稣说这话的时候，你会知道他怎样在父的带领底下。
When you see how Jesus spoke, you know how he is under the guidance of the Father.
他说：“我说的话是听见天上的父说了，我才说。”
I speak as I heard in the Father.
我做的事是因为看见父做了，我才做。
I do as I saw the Father did.
而且看主耶稣从这个地方到另外一个地方。
From one place to another place.
他说：“我这样的行动是为了要遵行神的旨意。”
I come to do the will of God.
最后，父把这一个爱子引到哥哥他的身上。
In the end, the Father took his son to Mount Calvary.
而这一位的爱子。当他被挂在十字架上
And that son, when he was hanged on the cross,
他是那个圣洁毫无瑕疵
He was holy without blemish.
他就是父神心中那个神的羔羊
He is in the heart of God, the Lamb of God.
而这只的羔羊被挂在十字架上
And that lamb was hanged on the cross.
他为我们的罪成为一个祭物
For our sin he has become a sacrifice
这一个羔羊成为燔祭的羔羊
He became the lamb of the burnt offering
这个羔羊成为赎罪祭的羔羊
Became the lamb of the sin offering
这一个羔羊成为赎祭的羔羊
He became the lamb of the oblation offering.
这羔羊也成为平安祭的羔羊。
And he became the lamb of the peace offering.
他是把他最宝贵的都为我们舍了。
He has gave away the most precious.
在摩利亚的山上，神舍不得亚伯拉罕亲手杀他的儿子。
On the Mount of Moriah.God was not willing for Abraham to kill his own son.
但是在哥哥他的身上
But on the Mount of Calvary,
神亲自把他独生的儿子审判在上面
God himself executed judgment upon his son.
他为我们的罪舍命
He died for our sins.
他为了成全神的旨意为我们而死
He died For the will of God.
好吧，我们这些堕落的人类，因着他的死被带回到神的面前。
Because of his death, we who have fallen was taken back to God.
这是神对着堕落人类的大爱。
This is the great love of God toward the fallen race.
在旧约时代，多少人在那边问一个问题
？In the Old Testament, how many have asked this question？
连今天有多少的人在问一个问题
？Even today, so many are still asking。
我们犯了罪，你为什么？你怎样把我们从罪里面拯救出来
？We have sinned. How can we be saved from sin？
原来是要等到有一天，在哥哥他的身上。
But indeed, God wanted to wait until one day on the Mount of Calvary.
让这个祭物被预备好了。
When that sacrifice has been prepared.
把献上这个祭物。
And be offered.
你我才有机会可以从神的那灭亡的审判中拯救出来。
You and I can have a chance to be saved from the sentence of God.
这就是主耶稣来到地上的目的。
This is the purpose that the Lord Jesus came to the earth.
他来是要遵行神的旨意。
He come to do the will of God.
他来要被钉在十字架上。
He come to be nailed on the cross.
他来为我们死。
He come to die for us.
但是当他从死里面复活。
But as he was raised from the dead.
比方当他第三天从死里面复活的时候。
When he came back alive on the third day.
主耶稣曾经说过，你们要拆毁这个圣殿。
Jesus once said, "You want to take tear down this holy temple."
但是我三日要重新建立起来。
But I will build it on the third day.
这是指着他的身体说的。
This refers to his body.
这是指着教会说的。
Which is the church.
在把万古隐藏的奥秘，今天借着主耶稣死而复活的样，向人类打开了。
The mystery of ages through his death and resurrection.Is now open to man.
而这一个奥秘是为着全人类的。
And that mystery is for all mankind.
愿意的人都可以有福。
Whoever are willing have a portion.
所以信他就可以进入神的殿中。
If you believe, you can come into the temple of God.
信他就可以得着这一个永远的生命。
If you believe, you can receive this eternal life.
这是在摩利亚山上征战要发生的事。
This is what will happen on Mount Moriah.
在主耶稣这个死而复活的这一个基础上，才有那个教会的实际。
On the foundation of the Lord, His death and His resurrection, there will be church.
而这个实际就是爱。
And the reality tells us about love.
好多年以后。
Many years later.
保罗在那样回溯主耶稣被钉在十字架上。
Paul, when he looked back when Jesus was nailed on the cross,
他说这是神跟人之间成就的一个和睦。
He said it is the peace between God and man.
罪叫人和神隔绝的。
Sin have separated God from man.
但是主耶稣这是个神的羔羊，叫神和人和好。
But the Lamb of God has reconciled between God and man.
这是保罗回溯十字架的故事。
This is when Paul looked back to the cross.
又经过一段时间以后，他的门徒约翰。
Many, many years later, his disciple John.
他再来看看十字架。
When he looked back to the cross.
他说，主为我们舍命，我们从此知道何为爱。
He said, "The Lord gave up His life for us. From then, we know what is love."
他说，神差他独生子到世间来。
God sent His only begotten Son to the world.
差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
To be a reconciliation for our sin.
啊，这就是爱了。
And that is love.
原来在哥哥他身上，主耶稣被挂在那里。
Actually, when Jesus was hanged on the Mount of Calvary,
是神的爱子。
He was the beloved Son of God.
神的羔羊。
The Lamb of God.
但是有两个人在圣灵的感动启示底下。
But two men in the Spirit.
他说，这是神对人类的爱。
It is the love of God toward mankind.
他说这是神跟人之间的和好。
It is the reconciliation between God and man.
所以在教会的那一个实际的里面一定是有爱。
So in church,
和好。
There must be love, there must be peace.
而这个和好是人跟神之间的和好。
Which is the peace between God and man.
这个和好也是人与人之间的和好。
Which is also the peace between among men.
这个和好也是自己跟自己的和好。
And that peace is also peace with oneself.
这是主耶稣所成就的。
This is what the Lord Jesus has
accomplished. 那么今天在神的家，他的实际是什么？
In the house of God, what is it?
他的实际应该在神的家有爱。
It is that in the house of God there is love.
在神的家应该有和好。
In the house of God there is reconciliation.
我们知道一讲到爱的时候，
We know as soon as we think about love.
圣经让我们看见两面。
God tells us two sides.
爱有一面是很刚硬的，很刚强的。
There is the strong side.
另外一方面，这个爱又是很柔软的。
And there is the gentle side.
所以圣经里面讲了这个啊，有时候像严父一样呢，那么威严。
So the Bible says sometimes love is like the strict father.
有时候又像母亲一样那样的温柔。
And sometimes it is like the mother who is so kind.
我们很喜欢哥林多前书三章，爱是什么？爱是什么？
We very much like 1 Corinthians, love is.
你说那个爱，你会觉得那么的柔软，那样的柔细。
You find that love is so tender, so gentle.
另外一方面，圣经里面又还有另外一面神那个刚强的爱。
Bible also tells us the strong side of the love of God.
这个爱可以用圣经一段的话这样说。
Which could be shared with a passage of the verse.
他说，我将你放在心上如印记。
I set you as a seal in my heart.
我将你戴在臂上如戳记。
I set you as a seal on my arm.
为什么？因为爱情如此之坚强。
Love is as strong as death.
他说：“嫉恨如阴间之残忍
，as cruel as the show，
所发出来的电光是火焰的电光
，the flame is the flame of fire，
是耶和华的烈焰
，it is the flame of Jehovah。
爱情重水不能熄灭
，many waters cannot quench love，
大水也不能够。”淹没
Rivers cannot wash it away.
弟兄们，神都啊，有一种是他爱上了我们，就永远爱我们。
When God loves us, He loves us with eternal love.
圣经里面有一句话说，我们的神是个忌邪的神。
Bible says God is our God is a God of jealous.
那句话翻得白一点说，我们的神是个嫉妒的神。
He is a God of jealousy.
弟兄姊妹，当人拜神，神在嫉妒。
When men turn to idol, God is jealous.
神要我们的心能够那么的完全的归向他。
He wants our heart to be toward Him.
这是神在你我身上所要得着。
This is what God wants to get from you and me.
所以这个爱有时候刚强的一面。
The love is so strong.
特别是当那个罪恶撒旦来攻击侵袭我们的时候
especially when Satan comes to attack us
这个爱要出来保护
the love will come out to protect us
我们知道曾经彼得要教授主耶稣说你不要上十字架
when Peter told Jesus let it not be that you go to the cross
哇主耶稣的话好凶啊
And Jesus gave him very strong words.
撒旦，你退我后边去吧。
Satan, get behind me.
弟兄姊妹，什么意思？
What does it mean?
神不愿意让他的门徒被恶者所夺去。
God is not willing to see his disciples be taken by the evil one.
是那样的坚强。
Here the love is so strong.
所以他在那个指责。
So he blamed him.
叫背后那个权势不能够得着彼得的心。
To rebuke the darkness behind him.
但是主耶稣的爱也像母亲的爱一样。
But the love of Jesus is also like a mother.
当主耶稣对问彼得说：“你爱我，比这些更深吗？”
When Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me more than these?"
是因为彼得三次否认主之后。
After Peter denied the Lord three times,
主耶稣用一个那么柔细的爱，那样呼唤他回来。
He come to call him back with such gentle love.
这是一个神家中要有的爱。
That is the love that the house of God should have.
我自己很喜欢参加波饼聚会。
I very like the breaking of bread.
那我就觉得神的爱，哇，好丰富的，大家都领到 我们的中间。
And in such meeting, we feel God's love so abundantly come to us.
但是上个礼拜我参加波饼聚会的时候
，The last time when I came to the breaking of bread,
因为我有一点服侍，去把饼杯送到弟兄姊妹们的面前。
I participated in the service, so I took to distribute the bread.
我以前的教导就是说，你分饼杯的时候要很恭敬的。
I was told before that when you spread the bread, you should be very honorable.
你来领受饼杯的时候要很恭敬。
And when you take it, you should be very honorable as well.
当我在那边铲饼杯的时候
，As I distribute the bread and cup,
我看有些是像光福一样，那么少年人。
There are some young men like 光福。
啊，有些是年纪很大的啊。
And there are some that are elder.
忽然有一个感觉进到我的里面。
Suddenly a feeling came in.
他说这个饼不是基督的身体吗
？Isn't this bread the body of Christ?
当我传到他们面前的时候
，When I pass to them，
他们是这身体上的一部分。
They are part of this bread, this body.
他们却是主耶稣所保爱的。
But they are loved by Jesus.
从心里面涌出一个感觉。
I have a feeling.
就是我们这些人在主的眼光中何等的宝贵。
How precious are we in the eyes of God?
哇，我们是何等的。
What kind of men are we?
是他所爱的。
That we are loved by him.
是他身上的一部分。
That we are part of his body.
不由得从心里面对着基督的身体产生了一个恭敬。
There is a honor came into me.
弟兄们，这个恭敬会叫我们彼此之间相爱。
That makes us love one another.
这是神家中该有的。
That is the way it should be in the house of God.
另外一方面，在神家的里面要有一个和谐。
Also, in the house of God, there is to be harmony.
弟兄姊妹，当你跟人不能够和好的时候
，When you cannot reconcile with man,
你自己很痛苦。
You are not comfortable.
我们的神，我们的主。也很痛苦。
But even our Lord is more in pain.
因为我们的神是一个平安的神。
Because our God is a God of peace.
我们的神是一个使人和睦的神。
He is a God of reconciliation.
他也盼望他神家的儿女。
And he longs that his children in his household.
也是一个使人和睦的人。
It is a man that reconciles.
所以圣经说，使人和睦的人有福了。
The Bible says, "Blessed are the ones who reconcile."
因为他们要成为神的儿子。
Because they shall be called the sons of God.
弟兄姊妹，和睦，你没有办法跟人家和好。
When you cannot make peace with others,
你必须要来仰望这位被钉在十字架上的耶稣基督。
You cannot do it by yourself, but you have to look upon the Lord who is on the cross.
他可以拯救我们。
He can save us.
他可以把我们人与人之间的间隔除掉。
He can remove the gap between men.
他可以把我们跟神之间的那一道墙除掉。
He can remove the wall between men and God.
所以弟兄姊妹，若你真觉得跟别人不合。
If you really are not in peace with others,
我盼望回到主耶稣的面前。
I ask you to come back to the Lord.
不需要讲任何的理由。
Do not need to rationale.
已经不和了就不和了。
Not in peace, it's not in peace.
再说许多的理由都没有用。
Reasoning will not work.
因为你再说理由，你会更不平安。
The more you reason, the more discomfortable you'll get.
只有来到主的面前。
You can only come to the Lord.
你是我们的和睦。
You are our peace.
主，你来拯救我。
You come to save us.
叫我跟你和好。
That I can be reconciled with you.
叫我也跟别人和好。
And can be reconciled with others.
也叫我能够跟自己和好。
And even with myself.
让我能够成为一个平安之子。
That I can be a son of peace.
在神的家。
In the house of God.
让我们来爱神。
May we love God.
也让我们在神的家。
And in the house of God.
成为一个和平之子。
May we be the Son of Peace.
能够把神的和睦带到我们的中间。
To bring the peace of God among us.
弟兄姊妹，这是神家的实际。
Brothers and sisters, this is the reality of the house of God.
我想在一个家里面做父母，看到全家 和睦同居是何等的美，何等的喜乐。
In a house, when the parents see the house is in harmony, how joyful that would be.
所以这一座的城不仅仅盖在摩利亚的山上。
So that temple was that city was not only built on the Mount of Moriah.
这个城也盖在耶路撒冷城里面。
That city was also built in the city of Jerusalem.
这个城叫做平安之城。
That city is called the city of peace.
所以有一首诗歌说到这个平安是何等的美。
And there is a hymn speaks about the beauty of that peace.
这在诗篇133篇。
That is Psalm 133.
如果你会背的话，你要背一背啊。如果你愿意看的话，也可以翻到诗篇133篇。
Whether you can memorize it or if you want to read it, let's turn to Psalm 133.
我们可以同声一起来念。
May we read together?
看啊，
How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity.
何等的美。
It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down upon the collar of his robes. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion.For there the Lord bestows His blessing, even life forevermore.
弟兄姊妹，在那讲到和睦，他用两个东西来描述。
There are two pictures here.
像那个油，贵重的油。
This is like the oil, the precious oil.
我平常都不太用那个油擦手啊，或擦脸。
I rarely use ointment.
但是我们家里面有一个油叫做 Adams 是吧？我不知道有一个牌子的那个油是很好的。
There's a brand of lotion or oil.
有一片我去弄的时候擦到脸上，哇，怎么那么舒服啊
！One day I put some on my face and felt it was so comfortable.
哎呀，哪个姊妹们那么喜欢用擦这些
？No wonder sisters so love.
一面那个滋润她的脸面。
Moisture their skin.
另外有个馨香从他们身上流出。
And also there is a fragrance coming out of them.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做和睦
？What is peace?
我不知道怎么说，但你可以闻到。
But you can
smell it. 馨香之气。
You can smell the fragrance.
你可以在那边跟他们接触的时候，哇，那么的舒服。
You can touch and you feel so comfortable.
你会在那觉得在那有个扶持。
And there is an upholding.
在这里有一个尊重。
There is an honor.
这样那么的和谐的生活在神的家。
And could be so peaceful in the house of God.
那另外它是像甘露。
And the other hand it says like the dew.
那这个甘露啊是特别是说要叫植物可以长大。
And that dew can moisture.The plant.
原来神的和睦叫我们跟一人是那样的甜美的相处。
Indeed, the peace of God can make us deal with one another.
另外又叫我们的生命可以长大。
And to help us to grow.
所以神盼望我们这些神的儿女在神的家长大。
God really wants us as children of God to grow up.
但愿神恩待我们。
May God give grace to us.
能够在这个新的一年开始的时候
As the new year begins,
我们可以把我们的爱献在神的面前
We can pour our love before God.
我们也求神借着圣灵多多的把神的爱浇灌在我们的身上。
And we ask God through Holy Spirit to pour more and more His love to us.
让我们成为一个丰富的人。
That we become a man of abundance.
另外一方面，我们也求神把那个平安给我们。
And we also ask God to give us the peace.
我在这里对我自己说，也对弟兄姊妹们，我们彼此劝。
Yeah, I tell myself and we encourage one another.
从我们懂事到如今。
From we grow up until now.
或是你心中对人还有一些故事。
If you still have some problem with other people.
你跟人之间有些间隔。
If you have gap between others.
不要让它留在我们的身上。
Do not let it remain in you.
我们带到神的面前。
Bring it to God.
求神把它拿走。
And ask God to remove it.
把神的平安真正的留在我们的身上。
To truly keep the peace of God in us.
也留在我们的家中。
And in our house.
我们下面有一点时间，我们在主面前祷告。
Can we have a moment of prayer?
我想每个人都可以跟主祷告。
Everyone can pray.
求主把他的爱浇灌在我们的里面。
Ask God to pour His love in us.
那么，若是我们跟人有间隔，也求主的血遮盖我们。
If we have gap with others, may the blood cover us.
把他的平安赐给我们。
May He give us His peace.
起立唱诗歌695首695 Just stand and sing hymn 695